Real question, have you ever lost your car?
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
One of my coworkers lost their car, and you'll never believe where it was. So yesterday, leaving work, I was at work and saw a coworker leaving about 5 o'clock. When I got off of work about 7 o'clock, I went down to the parking garage, and that coworker was in the parking garage, kind of looking distressed. And I was like, what happened? He goes, I can't find my car. I'm like, oh no. What? Did it get stolen from the parking garage? I was like, it's got to be here somewhere. So we have 5 levels on our parking garage here at the office. And so I said, hop in my car, we'll drive down. So we're on 1, nothing there. Then 2, 3, 4, nothing. We did get down to 5. His car's nowhere. So we drive back up. And I'm like, man, that's crazy. Are you sure did you park in a different garage today? I don't know why you would do that. No, my car was here. I don't know what happened to it. So he's like getting ready to call the police, and he's like, let me call my wife and let her know what's going on. So he calls his wife and he said, honey, I'm in the parking garage. I'm with Scotty. I can't find my car. I don't know if it was stolen or what happened. And I'm so glad this was on speakerphone. Dead honest, she goes, you took the train to work today. He didn't drive his car to work today. So his car was at home the whole time. And so, yeah, I had to take it to the train station, obviously. So, have you ever lost your car? John, you lose your car?
Did my deliveries for work, came out, and couldn't find it. And I said, oh, they told my car. I'm looking, I don't see any broken glass. I'm like, something's wrong. I went to the police station, to Auto Pound, was on the phone with the police. My girlfriend picks me up. We go back. She said, let's just go back around. I didn't realize I parked so far back than where I usually park. So for like 4 hours, I drove around looking for my car. The whole time.
You even went to the police station. That's pretty funny. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Michaela, you ever lose your car?
Yeah. So we went downtown and we were supposed to get an AVP. We parked it up by Grant Park. So I went up and down the street maybe like an hour. I go calling the police, and the police goes, have you tried the Lower Wacker Drive where they tow your car?
Yeah, the Auto Pound down there, yeah.
And they go, no, your car's here. And I was like, what do you mean it's here? And they're like, yeah, it was parked on the wrong side of the street. So all those cars, there's like 10 cars.
Oh, yeah, and they go fast. Parked. If you're parked in the wrong place, man, they will take all those cars in 10 minutes. It's so fast.
Yep.
And then the Lower Wacker is like the scariest place to go get your car. Now you learn. You got to check the side of the street. Thank you for calling. Jackie, you lose your car?
Not exactly, but it did go missing. My son came back before he was deployed. My husband gave him the keys. He parked it down the street and waited for me to go looking for it.
Oh, he just pranked you?
He pranked me. He was in it waiting. I didn't even know he was home.
Oh, this is a good story. I like this. So, gotcha. So he took you. So your son was deployed, came home, and to surprise you, he parked the car down the street, caused a little bit of panic that you thought your car was missing, and then when you found the car, you saw your son?
Yep.
That's cool. I like that one.
And then I just started bawling.
Yeah. I like that one.
I was so panicked and then so relieved.
Yes, I love that. That's a great story. Thank you for calling. Arielle, you lose your car?
I did, actually.
How long? What happened? Real quick.
I was in Cicero. Me and my husband were out. At the time, not my husband, and lost our car. Ended up getting stranded. Found people from our hometown while we were walking down the street. And then ended up at a late night bar. I had to go back the next day. Found it 5 blocks over. So we were just literally all turned around.
Oh, so you just didn't know what street it was. So you gave up at some point. You just went to the bar?
We gave up. We just ended up at a late night bar. So yeah, ended up getting engaged that night. It was crazy. It was
Nightcap! Let's go! Awesome. Thank you. Oh, my God. And you got engaged. What a weird night. Summertime.